Good evening. This is Sakashvani Kohima. I'm Kharchisate with the evening news. The headlines. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav emphasizes on inclusive development. Kohima court sentences men to 10 years rigorous imprisonment in 2019 rape case. Naga Students Federation alleges large-scale recruitment irregularities warns agitation. And Nagaland Health Protection Society rolls out 100 days Ayushman student coverage mission. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav has emphasized that development is most effective when it is inclusive and responsive to local needs. The governor said this while interacting with civil society leaders and department officials during his visit to Newland today. He highlighted Newland's potential as one of the state's youngest districts and lauded the strong sense of unity and identity among its people. The governor noted that his visit aims to understand local aspirations and challenges, urging all stakeholders to work together to ensure that government initiatives reach every household. He also emphasized peace, community bonds, and values of integrity and responsibility. Mr. Yadav noted that on its growth path, Newland must have a vision that balances development with preservation of cultural heritage and traditions. He underscored the key role of community leaders, particularly the GBs and tribal organizations, in guiding society and shaping the future of this district. Assuring continued support, he expressed confidence that Newland can emerge as a model district. During his visit, he reviewed the functioning of the medical and school education departments and emphasized the need for strengthening essential services and ensuring effective implementation of welfare programs at the grassroots level. The governor also interacted with beneficiaries of various government schemes. The Principal District and Sessions Court, Kohima, has sentenced a 64-year-old man to 10 years of rigorous imprisonment in a 2019 rape case involving an intellectually impaired woman at Setsa Zubza. The court ruled that the convict, Kevi Meru, committed grave offences including rape, trafficking and making the victim view obscene materials, which called for stern and proportionate punishment. In the judgment delivered yesterday, the court sentenced him to 10 years of rigorous imprisonment and a fine of 10,000 rupees for rape, 7 years rigorous imprisonment with a fine of 5,000 rupees for trafficking and 1 year simple imprisonment with a fine of 1,000 rupees for related offences. All sentences will run concurrently. The court also directed part of the fine to be paid to the victim for medical and rehabilitation support. During the trial, 17 prosecution witnesses were examined. The Naga Students Federation NSF has alleged large-scale irregularities in government recruitment, claiming that 109 posts across 16 departments were filled without due process. Addressing a press conference in Kohima today, NSF President Ntai Suding said the federation has always stood for meritocracy and transparency. He said that the state government has referred the matter to a cabinet subcommittee and that the NSF will await its decision before taking further steps.
They are very serious with this illegal backdoor appointment. Therefore, today, after we got the intimation from the government, we had a discussion with the chief secretary also, where chief secretary have apprised the Naga Student Federation office that the cabinet is going to have a discussion on the matter of illegal appointment as well as many other issues and so forth. We also wait for the outcome of the cabinet meeting tomorrow.
NSF Vice President Vimeyeko Vitso said the posts included 13 posts under the Nagaland Public Service Commission and 96 under Nagaland Staff Selection Board, alleging that they were filled without open advertisement or proper recruitment procedures. He said the appointments violate government regulations and directly deprive eligible youth of fair opportunities.
Among the 109 posts being appointed, 82 posts are being appointed on the nature of regular basis, 16 posts on contract, 8 posts on the nature of temporary, 2 on the nature of casual, and 1 on the nature of ad hoc. Now therefore it is clear that although the order of June 6, 2016 highlights about the ban on contract appointment, now these posts which are being appointed on a regular basis is absolute violation of the ethics of conducting fair examination.
Asserting that it is gathering further information through RTI applications across more departments, the NSF warned that it will pursue democratic agitations if the government fails to take action. Naglan Board of School Education NBSE will conduct the HSLC and HSSLC Compartmental and Improvement Examination 2026 next month. The board has notified the routines for both examinations, which will be held from June 9 to 20. NBSE has informed that the examination routine will not be changed in the event of any unexpected holiday. However, any cancellation or postponement will be notified through the media. Students can access the routines on the board's website at www.nbseannual.edu.in. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, EIR News Alert and EIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel EIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Naglan Health Protection Society is rolling out the 100 Days Ayushman Student Coverage Mission across the state from May to August. Under the initiative, registration and Ayushman Card Generation Camps will be held in selected educational institutions to enroll eligible students under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and the Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme. The mission will be conducted in collaboration with the district administrations and aims to strengthen student health security through universal registration and improved access to healthcare benefits, reaffirming the government's commitment to universal health protection. An adult literacy campaign was launched at Pangti Village under RD Block Sunnis in Wakha District today, marking a significant step towards inclusive education in the region. The program was organized by the Samyan Federation Sunnis and National Rural Livelihoods Mission BMMU Sunnis under PRICBO Convergence in collaboration with the Wakha District Administration, Department of Social Welfare, District Hub for Empowerment of Women under Mission Shakti, and the Department of School Education. A total of 87 learners were enrolled, aged between 37 to 85 years. With this, Pangti becomes the fourth village in Wakha district to initiate the campaign. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has reiterated the government's commitment to building a strong research and innovation ecosystem in the country. Addressing the IIT Madras Tech Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Pradhan emphasized the need to transform India's research ecosystem to deliver innovation-driven outcomes. He said research should not remain limited to PhD thesis and academic publications, but must lead to tangible innovations that benefit society.
The leadership of Prime Minister Modi, government is committed to create a new ecosystem in research sector. Gone are the days where institutions will only be specific to teaching. Now priority has changed. There is a societal consensus. Institution must. Research should not be limited up to PhD thesis, citation, paper publication. Research must lead to innovation.
And in sports, Naglan Health host Chhattisgarh to a 1-1 draw in the Swami Vivekananda Under-20 Men's National Football Championship 2026 yesterday. Chhattisgarh took the lead in the 62nd minute through a penalty converted by Indrajit Roy. Naglan, however, equalised when Vinatu Achumi scored in the 90+6 minutes to equalise. After two rounds of matches, Manipur lead Group B with 6 points, followed by Chhattisgarh with 4 points and Nagaland with 1 point. Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu remain without a point. In the final group matches tomorrow, Nagaland will face Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, while Manipur will take on Chhattisgarh. Now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav emphasizes on inclusive development. Kohima court sentences men to 10 years rigorous imprisonment in 2019 rape case. Naga Students Federation alleges large-scale recruitment irregularities, warns agitation. And Naglan Health Protection Society rolls out 100 Days Ayushman Student Coverage Mission. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the Morning English News at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.